At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Back with Vershawn Jackson on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Yeah, come on.
Dooby.
That's right. Where am I? Right here? It's kind of blurry. Oh, he going that way? Anyway, we are back. It's the captain. It's the ticket, 93.7 again. Thank you, Coach Osborne, for coming and gracing me with your presence. It's always good to be around Coach. He has some of the best one-liners. His mind thinks outside the box. And what will we do without Coach Osborne?
He's fantastic.
Come on, man. I mean,
like I said, I'm sorry I didn't get more questions in. It's the first time I ever met him. A little starstruck.
You're scared.
I've only heard, you know, great things about the man. Living legend.
Rico didn't even want to call.
I was scared.
He didn't want to call him. He's like, you want me to call him? No, I think you should call him.
No, I didn't say that. I said, do you want me to call him or do you want to call him?
Rico didn't want
to. That's what I said.
Rico didn't want to call Coach. He was scared to call Coach.
Was I scared to call Coach? A little bit.
It's okay.
I can admit that.
Listen, it's okay. I got more T.O. quotes, though. Just because I.
Okay.
I think a lot of times we are. Coach Osborne says, you can tell by looking at me that I've got more miles behind me than I've got in front of me. When you reach that point, if you got some good years left, you want to make sure that you use them wisely. Think about that.
Okay.
More quotes coming. Let me see here.
Great quotes.
I know.
Quote machine.
Another quote. Everybody's got to do what they've got to do, Rico.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got to do what they've got to do. Yeah. It says, our people were not happy. I knew at some point we were going to win. It's a little unfair, but that's the reality. To some degree, it became a one-game season for some folks. Remember when you were talking about Oklahoma?
Yeah.
One-game season. So a lot of times the fans, we couldn't get over mm-hmm. the
like home. Like Harbaugh in Michigan.
Yeah.
They could have a good season, but then they lose to Ohio State at the last game of the season. Everybody considers it a failure.
There you go. We couldn't get over the hump, and so we couldn't beat Oklahoma for some years. And those, it was a one-game season. I guarantee you, those people who thought the one game that we lost are like, what is going on?
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
We're now at 3-9. So hopefully what we've got is an ingredient to change the narrative, which from what I saw, I think we are on the way back.
As him talking about the walk-ons pushing the scholarship players and making them work harder and the, you know, taking it a day at a time, the whole process, everything he was saying, you just take all that up, bottle it up, give it to the coaching staff now and just be like, look, this is it. This is the blueprint.
Yeah. Right, they got to listen too. I mean, you can lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? I still miss the players, I still miss the game, the strategy. The first couple of years were difficult. Now I realize I'll never coach again. It's still hard to go into the stadium on game day because it's hard to just be a fan. But it's easier now than it was the first 2 or 3 years. I can't imagine – first of all, I can't imagine it being Coach Osborne, having all of that information stored up. I mean, you got to think, it's been 25 years since Coach retired. Right?
Wow.
Was it 25 years?
1997
would have been his last game, which would have been my last game in Nebraska. So,
97,
07,
yeah.
17, we in
22.
Or we in 22, my bad. Still, 25 years.
Yeah, you're right.
Your math was good. Right. Yeah. Okay, good. So, 25.
Academic All-American.
Think about this.
Yo, he was tearing you apart.
Thanks, coach. Here go another hit. VJ, here's another
one. He said, I hope you were one of them.
hey, but listen, those are the things that make us great when you can deal with, when you have a coach that loves you, that kid's around with you. You know what I'm saying? If you never kid around with your own kids, I don't think that they would like you very much. And so you got to make sure that you become all things to all people. His servitude to not only the players, but to the people around the university is second to none. Mm-hmm. It's unmatched. And I didn't get a chance to ask him about being an athletic director. I didn't get a chance to ask him about the changes. You know, and again, Coach Osborne, hopefully he'll be able to come back again. And I don't want to use this platform as just a platform for information from a negative perspective. I think at the end of the day, the things that Coach Osborne is doing with teammates and the things that he's doing with being that you can call him if you're a former player. I mean, giving him Mike Booker's number. He trying to call Mike Book because Mike Book always changing his number and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that Coach he's 85, but he still knows everybody by name is truly, truly amazing. It's the captain. It's the ticket. We got to take a break. 93.7. Right after the break, we'll talk a little bit more football.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.